Have a subject this morning that I've been challenged with this week, and I'll just start with the verse. Matthew 24 and 42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Know this, if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. As I think about this verse, it tells me if I only knew when my time would be, I'd be ready. We have many people that get an affliction that lasts for months, maybe sometimes for years, and we think how terrible that is, that a person, especially those that want to live for God, would have to go through affliction for a long time and it ends in death. You know what? That may be one of the greatest blessings the Lord could send to us. This morning we talked in Sunday school about being able to take temporal things and use them in the right way. And the very best way was to be able to realize that, you know what, we're dealing with eternity. If in this life only I'm looking at it, then the best thing is to pile up a lot of cash. If in this life the most is all there is to it, then I would like to have health and wealth. I would like for everything to go well with me. It's only when I bring in the thought of eternity and then start comparing things with it, everything changes. At that time, any affliction that the Lord would like to send to me that caused me to realize that my life is a vapor, I'm here for a little while and it's going to vanish away, that has so much importance to it. And I can only realize how much importance it is if I compare it to eternity. I've been stirred by Kaylea's accident and death, sudden death. 1 minute with plans for life, and a second later, out in eternity. There's a verse. Because I'll tell you something, we could all profit by it if we will. Because none of us have a promise of life out ahead for us either. And I can get so consumed with temporal things and forget that I'm fast approaching this time myself. There's a verse I want us to look at in Ecclesiastes. This is what I really need to keep in mind at all times. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. You know, I think, well, I got a duty. We talked this morning about I've got a duty to my family to go out and work. That's true. But compared to this, it doesn't even come out on the scale. The whole duty is to fear God, keep His commandments. And here's the reason. God's going to bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I was thinking in the third chapter of Ezekiel, it says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman. Said, here's what I want you to warn the people. Warn the righteous that they sin not. Warn the wicked that they'll turn from their sin. You know, we have, every one of us probably, have heard through our life that the end is coming. The end of time is coming. Cheryl was telling me of a message that she heard just last couple days. The minister preached it in 1959, and he said, I feel like the end is very near. Everything seems to have lined up that it is very close. 59 was many, many years ago. And yet we still have the reminder for us, it's coming. And I need to keep it in mind, and I need to adjust my life by it. And I look over I'd like to look at this in 2 Peter in the 3rd chapter. Because this chapter tells me that there can be scoffers in the 4th verse saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." And you know, if I'm not very careful, I can kind of think the same thing. I have all my life heard that the end is coming. And that it's going to be in the twinkling of an eye. I'm going to be converted from here out into eternity. You know, this accident and sudden death from it is probably the closest picture we will be able to get of what it will be at the end of time. I've got plans. I've got things going. I'm going somewhere, and all of a sudden, it's all over, and I'm out in eternity. And what should that do for us? This 3rd chapter tells me that it's all going to come to an end one day. It's all going to be burned up. And then there's a couple verses that are a reminder for me. One of them is the 11th verse. "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, knowing that my life is coming to an end, how should I be living it every day? What should be the important things for me?" And it's really kind of like what our Sunday school lesson was this morning. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I have an obligation tomorrow to go back to work. I've got a house. I've got a car. I've got things that have to be paid, money paid for electric bill and those kind of things. Got those to do, but keep in mind something else. And let this other thing regulate all of my life. That's why whenever I get it all in the right balance, then when I hear about don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, so much more as you see the day approaching. You know, we think that day approaching is the end of time. Folks, you know what? It could be my day approaching. So much the more, let me realize, you know what? This is the most important thing in my life. And it's not just the most important thing that I come to service, but that it become all about who I am. That I'm desiring the Lord to lead me every day. And then it goes on down. "Wherefore, beloved," 14th verse, "seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless." You know, there have been times in the past that maybe we were, as children, we'd be playing around mud, and it was more than just a spot we got on us. Maybe we were covered with mud. This one is talking about you want to be found of him in peace without a spot. Not just even the smallest sin in my life. I don't want to have anything that I meet him with. I was looking at the definition of that spot. It's a mark on a substance made by foreign matter, a stain, and it's usually very small. The thing for us today as we look at eternity and not having a clue, it says our life is a vapor. It's here for a little bit of time, and then it's going to vanish away. So for that reason, I need to say, if the Lord will, I will be doing this or that. Why should I have that in my mind? Because it's kind of like the reminder that I need to thank the Lord every time I eat a meal. It's a reminder to me of where it came from. This other, as I say, Lord willing, tomorrow I will be doing this, is intended to be a reminder to me, Dan, you don't even have that promise. So keep in mind, just in case you don't, you know, it says we will be real careful about saying a year from now, we're going to go here, we're going to buy, we're going to sell, we're going to get gain. And we know not, we forget that our life is just a vapor. It's here for a little bit of time. As we heard this morning about with the bull, so easily her life could have been snuffed out. And we are here today with a reminder. Walk very careful before the Lord. Don't let anything else become more important. And we wouldn't say anything else is more important, but we can allow our mind, our time to be consumed by other things. And what I want to do is be able to find the balance in it, that we be able to do those things and yet be ready at any time that I would be snatched out into eternity. There's another verse in James, the first chapter and the 27th verse. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. And here's another one, keep himself unspotted from the world. How close would I be willing to walk with the world if I knew that I have just a few minutes left before I go out into eternity? It's usually only because I feel like I've got lots of time out ahead that the devil is able to pull me toward the world. And we have a verse that for us needs to be a reminder. It's 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away. Not just at the end of all time, but I could be called out into eternity and it passed away for me. The world's going to pass away and the lust thereof. But here's what's important. He that doeth the will of God will abide forever. So it's going to be real important for me to do inventory in my life. To see, am I taking on things of this world that could be a risk to me should I be called out quickly into eternity? There's a verse that I'd like for us to look at. It's in 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter and the 11th verse. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. You know, it would be real good if we were able to walk close enough to the Lord that when the devil would bring something to us that we cannot, it's not even sin in itself. But if I could see years down the road, it's going to consume so much of my time. You know what? It could be a second job that I take on. I just got a few extra things that I'd like to buy, so I'm going to take on a second job. And it seems there's, the Bible tells me to get to work. If I don't provide for my own, I'm worse than an infidel. And so I take on some things, and maybe it causes me to miss some services. You know what? The Lord understands all about that. If I have a job, and I've had them before, to where I had to miss services. But you know what he judges me off of? I've got a heart that my desire is, Lord, if you'll provide something for me to be able to be in service, I'll do that. Until that, this is what I've got. So I was looking at this, lest he should get an advantage because we're not ignorant, we're understanding. So I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about some things. If I were driving down the road and I had seconds ahead of me, what things would be going on? Love not the things that are in the world. You know what? It looks so different if I feel like I've got many years out ahead. What music, young people, and you know what? Older folks too. Would you be listening to if we had just a few minutes? Since we don't know, then I need to live my life as if it were close to the end all the time. If in 5 seconds while I'm driving, I'm going to be hurled out into eternity. Would I want to change the station? Would I say no? I wouldn't want to meet the Lord that way, but I felt like I had lots of time left. You know, there's a verse right at the end of the Bible, Jesus speaking at the end of Revelations. He spoke and said, surely I come quickly. If for me today, Jesus were to say that, what would my response be back? Lord, I'm not ready. To come, for you to come quickly. Give me some more time. You know, John was able to come back with a reply instantly. It wasn't three chapters later. It was the very next verse. This is Revelations 22 and 20. Jesus saying, surely I come quickly. And John coming right back with, even so come, Lord Jesus. I have been living my life in a way that I have been taking care of the things in my life on a daily basis. And Lord, you can come on if you want to. Personal inventory. Kalia's death is a warning to me. It's a message, the seriousness of it. If today, if the name were changed and it was mine, or if it was yours that was on the police report, gone out into eternity, would I be prepared? Or would I have anything that I need to take care of, no matter how small? You know, we sing a song, just as I am. And you know what? We sing that song to the sinner. Sinner, here's your opportunity to come to the Lord just like you are, and he can make a change in you. One verse of that says, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, an opportunity to come just like I am, and the Lord to make a change in me. To thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. When Kalia was called out into eternity instantly, she went just as she was. And the warning is to each of us that are alive today, that we walk out of here with a carefulness, because the warning is for all of us. Be ready. What manner of person ought we to be if I really believe this? How careful would I live my life? This is not about fanaticism. This is about a relationship with the Lord that I value so much. Lord, I'll give anything that could draw me away from you. I will give that up to walk closer to you. In an inventory, what do I love to listen to? If I just could turn myself loose, what would I love to listen to? I was in the store a few days ago, and I heard this song. It said, I love that old-time rock and roll. It's the music that soothes the soul. The soul. Not realizing eternity's out ahead. Folks, there's some things that I need to have some guard, some guides in my life. Realizing that eternity's out ahead. You know what? If I knew I had just a little bit before I leave out of here, I would love to be listening to one of those messages online and saying amen to it. And you know what? It's not about it's the messages that I'm measured to. There have been many times I have pulled those messages up, and as I listen to it, the Lord, through his Spirit, is able to deal with me just like he did in that service that I was not able to attend. He is able to show me places that I need to make adjustments in my life so that I could be prepared for it. I would love, and this is not about, okay, I've been living this way, but just before I die, I would love to switch it and be listening to it. No, it's about my heart and where it is day after day. I want to search my heart. Because you know what? I'd love to be able to be saying amen to a place where the Lord wants me to move up. And I'd love to be listening to some camp meeting singing and agreeing with it and singing along. You know, music introduces thoughts. It was intended to. What music of the world was intended to put thoughts in our mind. These song books that we have, they were intended to do the same thing. They were intended to plant thoughts in my mind. That song number 409 about eternity, it was intended to put some thoughts in my mind. Hey, think serious about life. Eternity is out ahead. One of these days, the end's going to come and time and eternity is going to crash together. It was intended to set me thinking. Songs, when I need comfort, they're there. They're intended to plant a thought in my mind. Jesus knows. He knows what you're going through. He'll be there for you. Just the same as these songs were intended for that. The devil would love to draw us away. And we feel like, you know what? Some of these country songs, they are, I can get by with it. Folks, I want us to measure something. If I were soon to go out of here, what would I like to have the pattern of my life to be? And it's not just with songs. What thoughts would I like to be entertaining the second I'm called out into eternity? Because over here in Hebrews, in the 4th chapter, and in the 12th verse, right down at the end of that 12th verse, it says it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. You know, sometimes I can feel like, you know what, my thoughts are my own. No one else knows what I'm thinking. I need to, through my life, realize, you know what, God knows not only my thoughts, He knows what the intents of my heart were. You know, we have had, there are other things that produce thoughts. The things that I see produce thoughts. Many years ago, in fact, all my life, I've heard the old ministers warning us, do not allow television in your home. Why? Because it's going to produce thoughts. And with those thoughts, I don't know what minute I'm going to be called out into eternity to give an account to God. But you know what? Today, there's other warnings that I need to have, that I need to put guards and guidelines in my life. What thoughts does surfing the internet on my smartphone bring to me? You know what? I can please the Lord today with my smartphone. But it's going to be easier to do it if I realize, you know what, eternity's out ahead and God sees everything that's going on and I have some guidelines set in my life that I allow and things that I do not allow. In 2 Corinthians, in the 10th chapter, and in the 4th verse, it says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You know, there are thoughts that are planted in our mind that I had no desire for them to be there. And right here is where the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. Casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought that comes to my mind, bring it into obedience to Christ. There were old ministers that used to warn us, I want you to be very careful of the material that you read. They used to tell us, you be careful of the books that you get and you read. Why is that? Because a book will do the same thing that all the other things will do. It plants thoughts in your mind. And sometimes we'll just think, well, you know what, that is a fiction book and it's kind of got some bad things in it. But you know what it's doing? It's planting thoughts. And all the time, I don't know how far I am away from stepping out into eternity to be judged by God. And you know, I don't want it to be, well, I'd love to be listening to the right thing at that second. No, I want to build my life from here on out to where God is first in my life. This is my desire, because I want to tell you, if we only are stirred today because of the death that we heard about a couple weeks ago, and I say, you know what, I don't want to end my last second, however, that can be lost after a while and we get back into the things of this world. But I want it to become a pattern of my life, realizing, you know what, my life's a vapor. I'm going to stand before God one day. And I want you, Lord, to show me what are the things that the love of the world really is today. You know what? They're probably different than what the love of the world was 100 years ago. But there are still things out there that will distract me and cause me to not be ready on that day. Here's another warning for us. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence. because out of it are going to be the issues of life. It's a thought planted. It went down into my heart, not the beating heart, but down where my affections are. And then when it comes back out, it's seen by the actions that I take. Guard the heart. Don't allow the thoughts to come down into it. Ask the Lord to give me the power. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And when my desire is, Lord, I want to keep my heart pure. Blessed are the pure in heart. It's going to be those that see God. You know what? If I turn that verse around, apparently it means those that are not pure in heart have a risk of not seeing God. So I want to be very careful of my life. But here's another one that can catch us. Because it starts with a thought. And it ends up with me losing my soul if I don't do something about it. And that is guaranteed. And that is called unforgiveness. You know what? It starts with a thought planted in my mind of what someone else has done to me. And then what I allow to happen with that. Because, you know, Scripture tells us, if you don't forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father won't forgive yours. And since I don't know how quickly I may be called out into eternity, I want to be very quick to forgive others and not say, well, you know what, they hurt me. And if I forgive it quick, they're not going to realize how bad they hurt me. No, let me realize how quick I could be called out into eternity. And I want to make sure that everything is clear between me and the Lord. There's a verse also in 2 Corinthians in the 7th chapter and the 11th verse. Godly sorrow will work a repentance to salvation not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Behold this selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort. When I sorrow after a godly sort, here's some things that happen. What a carefulness it wrought in you. This is what we need to have in our life today, a carefulness. Lord, I want to please you with my life. This is not fanaticism. This is not a minister saying, okay, I've got 30 things now instead of 20 that you need to do to please the Lord. No, this is about us having a relationship with the Lord. You remember when I went to the rich young ruler, he told him, go sell everything that you have and give it to the poor. He did not make that a universal statement for everyone because he saw where his heart was. And for each of us, the Lord would love to deal with us personally. The things that he sees are a hang up in my life that I would allow him to come to me and work with me in that area to where I'd be ready whenever he calls for me. And it also says, what a clearing of yourselves and what vehement desire. Because I don't know what day it's going to be. We're also, Matthew 25:1 tells me about the kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins. They knew the bridegroom was coming, but they didn't know when. And it says 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. That's a reminder for me today. I can fall into the foolish category if I allow myself to get caught up in the things of this world and not realize I'm headed for eternity. And eternity is what I want to prepare in this life for, and I want to be ready for it. There is another verse in Romans in the 12th chapter. Here it's telling me, and you know this first verse, if I saw eternity out ahead, I would so much want to put this one in. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But here's what I want to do. Be not conformed to this world. You know what? The world would like to draw us in. And sometimes maybe we see, okay, I need to keep a distance between me and the world. But you know what? The world is going down at such a fast pace now. I need to get completely away. I don't want my soul to be in jeopardy. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Want to be able to be transformed. There's a verse in Philippians 2:12-13. Work out your own salvation. That could mean, okay, everybody, you just do it how you want to do it. But no, then it says with fear and trembling. Realizing what eternity is. You know, it's hard for me to even imagine when I step out. Everything is governed by time today. When I step out into eternity, there will be no measurement of time. That's why it's so valuable for me today to realize how important it is for me to prepare for eternity. So how is my inventory today? And you know what? It's not even good enough for me to do the inventory. It says in 2 Corinthians 10 and 18 that it's really not safe for me to do the inventory. The 18th verse, "For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but it's whom the Lord commendeth." I need the Lord to be able to stamp his approval on my life. And if his approval is not there, I want to hear from him. I want to be able to make the adjustments. And there's another verse, one last one that I'd like for us to look at, because this prayer is what will help us. If each day I will be asking the Lord, "Lord, I want you to help me. If there's something that is not like you, I want you to show it to me." 139 and 23. "Search me, O God, know my heart." That's down inside. That's where my affections are that other people cannot see. "Try me, know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Send into my path those things that will help me to be able to make heaven my home. Because what I would like, no matter how much longer I may live, how I will be called out of this life, when Jesus says, 'Dan, I'm coming quickly,' I would like to have by my life to be able to say, 'Even so, come, Lord Jesus.' Want to be ready whenever he calls. And to realize, you know what, those folks that have afflictions come into their life. I remember with my dad, he had muscular dystrophy throughout his life. He would have loved to have been well like other people. But then he came down to the end of his life and had congestive heart failure and for months could not lay down in a bed. And you know, to me, that seems so hard for somebody to have to go through. But you know what I found from that? Whenever I would stay with him and in the middle of the night, I would hear his buggy come on. You could hear the little click telling you that he's moving around. And I'd go in there and I'd ask him, I said, "Dad, what's the matter? You're not feeling good?" He said, "No." He said, "I'm just making sure that everything's clear between me and God." You know, he knew, "I'm leaving out of here. I won't be coming out of this one. I'm going to die. I just don't know when." But it was the mercy of the Lord to send that, because he had plenty of days to search his life and ask the Lord to help him. We don't know if we will be blessed with plenty of days of an affliction to be ready. Let's be ready every day. And let's ask the Lord, "Lord, would you search me and see if there's anything that you don't approve of? Lord, would you let me know here? Because I don't want to meet you on the other side with it. I desire your prayers."